This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. This episode is brought to you by Kensington Publishing and Fortune Favors the Wicked by Teresa Romaine.
A sailor and a courtesan form an unlikely partnership in order to hunt down a fortune in stolen gold.
Okay, wait a minute. Is a sailor and a courtesan really an unlikely partnership?
What is a courtesan?
Is it like
if someone who hangs out around the court?
I think it's someone who hangs out around the dock.
So it's like a lawyer.
Yes, a courtesan is a lawyer. Okay, so it is an unlikely partnership.
Great.
Solve that.
Okay, and they soon discover that pursuing the royal reward will change their hearts along with their fortunes.
Fortune Favors the Wicked is a new historical romance by award-winning author Teresa Romaine, and it's like a Regency-era Amazing Race meets It's a Mad, 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 Mad World with travel, adventure, and, of course, romance.
Whew. Fans of Suzanne Enoch, Sabrina Jeffries, and Stephanie Lawrence will love Teresa Romaine's captivating characters, daring adventure, and gripping intrigue, all rolled up in a thoroughly passionate and complex love story.
So find out for real what a courtesan is. Fortune Favors the Wicked by Teresa Romaine is now available everywhere books are sold and at kensingtonbooks.com.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And delicious doesn't even begin to describe it today because we are talking about frozen burritos.
I've never had a frozen burrito.
Well, your life is about to change.
Just a little bit.
Not necessarily in a positive way.
Who was this episode suggested by? Host Matthew?
I guess. It was probably a listener. Thanks, listener.
Because there's really only one listener left at this point.
It was suggested by Amy, Jose Ole, and Tina.
The makers.
Which are brands of burritos.
Okay. So anyway, hey, let's talk about memory lane.
Okay. I ate tons of frozen burritos growing up. I don't remember what brand, but they were like the kind you would get in a pack of 18 at Costco. They cost almost nothing. And the ones I would have were always the beef and bean variety.
Cool.
And it always said with textured vegetable protein added on the label.
Ooh.
And it wasn't until years later that I thought to wonder what is textured vegetable protein.
There are no less sexy words than textured vegetable protein.
Oh, I know.
Isn't it just the worst?
What about sextured vegetable protein? That's worse,
that
right?
That is worse. Okay. That is worse. Although it's got a certain intrigue to it. I'm like, ooh, what's that?
Yep.
Anyway, I, as previously stated, have never had a frozen burrito. I also, like, I think I just didn't eat many burritos in general until I was in college in the Bay Area. And we would go into San Francisco and go to, like, Valencia or Mission Street and eat really good burritos.
Yeah. Well, these are not going to be really good burritos. These are definitely going to be nostalgic for me. Maybe. I mean, maybe it's going to be one of those things where I'm like, I don't even like these anymore. But I'm trying to think when the last time I had one was. I don't know.
In general, do you think a burrito is a food that, like, freezes well? Like, does it maintain its texture or does it just become like a uniform texture like a hot dog?
Probably the latter. The thing I remembered, and I wonder now if modern technology has addressed this issue, they would always split open when you microwave them.
Oh. How embarrassing for them.
I know. I felt like I needed to like come at it with some sort of like sutures.
Yeah. Like, here, let me fix that for you.
Which is
can't
a more
be what you wanted to do.
Which is a more sexy term? Sutures or textured vegetable protein? This is our new style of quiz.
Leave us a message on Facebook and let us know what you think. Okay, so should we microwave some stuff?
Let's microwave some stuff.
Let's eat some burritos.
Let's eat some burritos. Okay, so the first one we have here, this is Tina's beef taco burrito.
Why can't they just keep the names, like, clear? Why does this have to be a beef taco burrito?
I don't know. Why did I get forks?
Is this how big most frozen burritos are? Because it is very diminutive compared to the burritos of a typical American taqueria.
Oh, this is way nostalgic.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It seems really hot. Am I going to burn myself?
It was okay. Don't take a giant bite.
Oh, it's fascinating. So is the tortilla like coated in cheese? Is the inside of the tortilla like coated in cheese, or is it just kind of coated in beef stuff?
I think it's
so that it kind of like looks like it's coated in cheese.
I mean, I think there's probably some cheese in there. Let's check the boy. This is a long ingredient list. I don't know if I'm going to be able to tease out the cheese.
This is like the stuff that's in here is absolutely unidentifiable to me.
That's exactly it.
And if you had not told me this was beef, I would have, I think, maybe thought that it was vegetarian. Does this have textured vegetable protein in it?
Oh, I'm sure it does.
What does textured vegetable protein do for this stuff? What is textured vegetable protein?
Okay, so textured vegetable protein, aside from being the sexiest of all the additives, it's like flakes of soy stuff. Like, I think what it is like you make soy milk, and then you've got all this like chunky stuff left over, and you kind of dry it, and it becomes textured vegetable protein. That's my guess.
And what do you use it for?
You use it as a meat substitute or meat extender. So you can make sloppy joes with textured vegetable protein, and they're pretty much indistinguishable from meat sloppy joes because it's all about the sauce. Or you can put some in a burrito with some actual beef, put beef on the label, but it's much cheaper than beef.
Cool.
Okay, so very cool. Yes, it's one of the it's one of the greatest achievements of us humans.
I don't feel a need to eat any more of this.
I didn't think you were going to love this.
I mean, no. I didn't expect to love this either, but I didn't expect to find it so mystifying.
So the next one, I really like it.
Okay. Are you going to tell me what it is?
This is Tina's Red Hot Beef.
Oh. So wait, Tina also made the beef taco burrito. Mm-hmm. I almost said burrito.
Tina is a big name in cheap-ass frozen burritos.
I would eat this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's got some spice to it. I mean, it's...
it's more like the flavor of spice rather than actual heat.
There's some
afterburn.
Heat. Something I used to do with these when I was a kid that I'm not doing today because I'm too lazy. Apparently, I'm much lazier now than when I was like 13.
I just got TVP on my jeans.
Oh, sorry. Oh, TVP'd your jeans. I would heat them in the microwave and then fry them in a little oil in a frying pan and get them crispy on the outside, which is a big improvement.
You were so classy. It is no wonder that Lori snatched you up and just married you out of not even done with college.
I was a 13-year-old burrito doctor, and she just swooped in.
You were like the Doogie Howser of burritos.
I was the Doogie Howser of burritos and love.
Bow chicka bow wow. You just keep eating that burrito.
What other things?
I see you like that.
I do. What other things would the Doogie Howser of burritos do?
Oh, well, I think he would like perform. He would definitely suture up burritos busted in the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else would he do? I think that he would.
He would probably make his own tortillas.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I think he would have like a kind of a nurturing side. Where he would be making things from scratch and, thinking about, is it healthy? And then he would also have, a bad boy side. I think maybe there's an episode where Doogie Howser wore a leather jacket. I don't know. Oh, there was an episode where he drove drunk. It was a very special episode.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah, he and Vinny, drank half, split a beer. And then
they were wasted.
Vinny was his friend, right?
I think. I don't remember. I only think of the Wonder Years and, Winnie and...
Winnie and Vinny. Good thing they weren't on the same show. Oh, but my Winnie Vinny crossover fan fiction is hot. It is hotter than a Red Hot Beef.
I don't remember Vinny. Did he have like black hair? Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, like slick kind of black hair. Now like I'm remembering skinny it. Italian
and did
kid.
He think that he was like a little pimp?
Yeah, probably. I haven't watched this in a long time.
Me neither.
Like, let's cut to an episode of Doogie Howser as imagined by two people who haven't seen the show in 20 years.
Anyway, so Matthew, 20 years ago, you were getting married to your wife. You haven't seen Doogie Howser in like 30 years.
I think I watched an episode on Netflix. Anyway, he and Vinny
It must have been because Celeste was busy that night.
Exactly. And then Doogie got paged because pagers were a thing then. Like doctors always had doctors probably don't have pagers anymore, right?
Oh, actually they do.
They don't just have like cell phones. They have actual pagers.
I think they have pagers too because the pagers are like a intranet kind of thing. They're like
Yep. Go ahead. What's an intranet? Let's get
I don't know. But they're like internal to the organization.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Oh, so internal medicine means.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Internal internists, they actually keep the hospital healthy. That's what they do.
That makes a lot of sense. they do the HVAC and stuff. Okay, we need to eat more burritos. We've only eaten two burritos, and I think I bought six. But we're not going to eat
And
six
I think
burritos.
Your wife and child are going to be home kind of soon, okay, so we need to eat these burritos and get on with it.
Yeah, we don't want them to come home and catch us eating and suturing burritos. This episode is brought to you by Third Love.
Third Love's 24/7 t-shirt bra is one of the most comfortable bras I've ever owned. In fact, Matthew, yet again, I'm wearing it today.
I noticed.
Uh-huh. So, you know, I should also say that this morning I went and took a dance class, and I just kind of stupidly didn't think to put on a sports bra, and so I wore my Third Love bra in a dance class, and, like, there is nothing I wouldn't do in this bra. Nothing.
That is a genuine testimonial.
Yeah.
Right here on the show.
I felt supported. I felt very sweaty, and it was still comfortable. I felt like I had a great shape. I mean, I didn't ask any of my fellow class participants, but I feel really good about this bra. And, you know, it's got these pretty pleated straps that we talk about all the time.
That's how I noticed you were wearing it.
And, yeah, you know, I mean, Third Love stands behind this product so much, they're willing to let our listeners try it for free. And I totally see why.
How do they do that? Our listeners, that is.
Here's the deal. You go online. You order the bra. Maybe you don't know what your size is. Maybe you're a little concerned about getting the right size. They have an online fit specialist. You go online. You order the bra. You just pay for shipping. They send it to you. You wear it for 30 days. Do whatever you do in your bra. Wear it to a very sweaty dance class. If you don't like it, send it back and they charge you nothing.
That sounds like an amazing deal. Where do they go? Do they go to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk?
Oh, yes, exactly.
So start your free trial now at thirdlove.com/spilledmilk.
Woohoo!
So I was just checking to see if a burrito, because a thing about microwave burritos, let me tell you what I know as a longtime microwave burrito
enthusiast,
connoisseur, aficionado,
like wine spectator.
Yes, like. Yeah, all of these burritos were rated 90 points or higher
by
Burrito Spectator magazine. I think people criticize it because it's like big and glossy and they take kickbacks and stuff, but I think it's still like the most unbiased burrito review journal you can find.
I agree. I mean, I prefer Consumer Reports for everything.
That's
really
true.
But for frozen burritos, Burrito Spectator can't be beat.
You know what I genuinely love is the back page of Consumer Reports where they talk about like, you know, funny outlandish claims and errors and stuff.
I genuinely love Consumer Reports.
Oh, it's a wonderful
My
magazine.
Dad used to, you know, get the paper version before there was an internet, and I would like legitimately read it as a teenager. I loved it. What is so great about Consumer Reports?
Well, I think it's that it makes you feel like
Like, if you need to buy a dishwasher tomorrow, you are set.
But I think it goes deeper than that. I think it's that it makes you feel like the world can be boiled down into a table of, like, what's objectively good and what's not.
It's like religion.
It's like, yes, if I were going to join a religion, I would join the religion of Consumer Reports.
Yeah, me too.
And like, yeah, like every day I would try and like get myself up to the little red dot with the white circle in the middle, meaning excellent.
Oh, cool. I forgot about what the little icons meant.
Oh, God. I love those little icons.
I thought you were going to say every day you try to live up to the standard of the best appliances money can buy.
That's right. I'm not some, I was trying to think of like a bargain basement appliance brand. I don't know. Hot Point. I'm not a Hot Point.
Hey, I've got a Hot Point stove from 1958 and it is still going, man.
Okay. See, that proves that I'm not the Doogie Howser of appliances. Okay. I don't know if this one's super hot in the middle, but.
Oh, it's super hot between my fingers.
I don't like this.
Am I going to want to spit this out? It looks really gummy.
It's not that. So this is the Jose Ole chicken and cheese chimichanga.
Wow, unnatural things have been done to this chicken.
The chicken is not the worst part. Go ahead, just get it over with.
Do I have to? I don't want to burn my tongue for this.
It's not that hot. It's just not tasty. All right, we don't have to eat any more of that. The less said about the Jose Ole chimichanga, the better.
I do like the flavor of the flour tortilla, though.
Yeah, the tortilla is fine. It's like the sauce is kind of weirdly like sweet and thin. Mm-hmm. And
I avoided the chicken intentionally because it really appeared to be extruded and molded.
It's a runny burrito. Oh. Doogie gives it the thumbs down.
Well, these burritos, they're weighing heavily on me.
Okay, our last burrito needs a little more time. It's the Amy's Southwestern Burrito.
This is like the ubiquitous kind of like health food brand.
Yeah, they've got great branding, I feel like. They like you look over in the case and you immediately can recognize.
Like this sort of like geometric, like Navajo blanket look.
That's exactly it, yes. Yeah. So it's as Southwestern as can be. Mm-hmm. And it's still in the microwave because it wasn't hot yet. But in the meantime, let's talk about what we think it's going to taste like. I don't know.
Well, it's made with organic corn, beans, and tomatoes, corn masa, refried beans, and cheese. Doesn't that seem like a redundant description?
Corn masa?
Well, no. Made with organic corn, beans, and tomatoes. And right underneath it, corn masa, refried beans, and cheese.
It seems partly redundant and partly contradictory. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's a burrito that is confused about who it wants to be, but it's figuring stuff out.
Yeah. It's like a teenage burrito. It's still reading Ayn Rand. Did you see that New Yorker cartoon? Two people standing in a cornfield and the corn, they're like the stalks of corn are holding up books. And it's all different Ayn Rand titles. And one of the person says to the other, oh, the corn's not mature yet if it's still reading Ayn Rand.
Hasn't this happened?
We should have to have a regular segment in which Molly recreates New Yorker cartoons.
You've done this before.
I've done this many times before. I am turning into my father. My dad used to send me New Yorker clippings in college, and it was always cartoons.
But would he call you and explain them?
No, that's my own special twist on it.
I want to have a special segment, a recurring segment where you call and like leave me a voicemail about and tell me about a New Yorker cartoon you saw recently. If it's from an issue from like 1981, so much the better.
Okay, I'll get right on that. There was a great New Yorker cartoon about Terry Gross the other day.
Great. You need a fork, don't you?
This burrito looks really juicy. Uh-oh. It was too hot, and I refused to burn my tongue on bad food.
Mm. Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, it's just kind of... It kind of just tastes like hippies.
Here's the thing.
And I mean, I've been one myself, so I just spit
burrito bits onto my...
I ought to know. I mean, I have been through many a Moosewood day.
You ought to know.
You.
Lori was saying that she was somewhere the other day and they were playing the Alanis song, Hand in My Pocket, and that's a really good song. Do you remember that one?
Oh, I remember it. All right. I was just...
And I was trying to remember, I hadn't heard it in a while, so I was trying to remember what the other hand is doing.
Is that the one where it's like, did she speak eloquently and would she have your baby?
That's You Ought to Know.
Oh.
Hand in My Pocket is the one where I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one's giving a peace sign. But it's doing other stuff in other verses and I still haven't looked up what those things are. I'm just using my imagination.
What her other hand is doing.
Here's the thing about frozen burritos. So in preparation for this episode, let me tell you what I've gone through. I read someone's cool blog post where they tasted a bunch of frozen burritos, and I think their favorite was the Amy's Red Hot Beef, which was also our favorite, right?
I think.
You told me you loved it. It was your favorite food you've ever eaten.
No, I don't think I said that was when you drugged me.
Uh-huh.
And a month passed.
And you woke up in Hong Kong with a burrito, with one hand in your pocket and the other one clutching a burrito. Anyway, so we'll link to this blog post by some guy who ate a bunch of burritos. Very good blog post. And the other thing is, I went to 7-Eleven thinking, oh, 7-Eleven's going to have tons of frozen burritos. They didn't have any. They only had refrigerated burritos, and I couldn't decide if that was too far off topic. In retrospect, that seems like a crazy thing to say. But they had one. They had one that looked like, yes?
I just love that you thought that was too far off topic. It's like, if it's above 32 degrees, no, we can't talk about it.
Mm-mm. Well, more to the point, what did I imagine was going to happen? Like, the International Standards Organization was going to raid our studio and say, like, no, this is unacceptable, mm-hmm. or that you, Molly, were going to be like...
you got to stand for something or you will fall for anything.
That's exactly
Matthew.
I'm not falling for the thing I'm about to describe, which was they had a burrito called The Bomb. And it looked like these.
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, these burritos we've been eating are like, I don't know, 6 inches long, maybe. And this.
I think you exaggerate a bit. Sorry, I had to. Oh, I had to. Go on.
But The Bomb was like 12 inches of burrito.
That is The Bomb,
yes,
man.
And like the packaging was very appealing. I don't think it was any better than these burritos. Mm-hmm. But what it made me realize
was... it could make you so much sicker than these burritos. It can make you
more... I mean, it's twice as long, but it can make you three times as nauseated. That's when I want a frozen burrito. It's like when I've wandered into a 7-Eleven, like I've reached some kind of nadir. Right? I
don't know, because often I am in a 7-Eleven, like if we're on a road trip or something. And for me, like, it is a wonderful feeling to be on a road trip and be like, what kind of disgusting garbage am I going to buy and eat today?
Yeah, it's great and terrible at the same time. And like the texture, the like, you know, nothing texture and indistinguishable, it's a slurry in there. You look into a frozen burrito and you look into the depths of your soul.
Yes. And that's part of why this episode has been so disturbing for me on a personal level.
Well, and
I have seen things in myself.
This Amy's burrito.
Like the filling of that chimichanga, right, with chicken and cheese.
It's really like a visceral thing. Like when you see a burrito that is split open and its guts are pouring out, like it's got a medical look to it.
It does.
And this Amy's one, I transferred to a different plate and the guts just kept spilling.
Wow.
All right. So
somebody
now,
called Doug. The Doug.
Someone called the Doug. wait, was he called the Doug? Yeah, I guess.
I think they called him the Doug, didn't they?
Was it the Doug or just Doug?
I think it was the Doug.
I think we might have to go back to his journals.
Or maybe I'm confusing it with the dude.
from
the Big Lebowski.
Yeah. So at the end of every episode, just like we do on our show, Doogie Howser would write in his journal and have some like pithy thoughts.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, he would have a like two sentences about like what he learned on today's episode.
Oh, and I love it when we do our special segment, What Have We Learned?
Yeah, so maybe the burritos we leave in the cold case at the 7-Eleven are as much a part of us as the burritos that we eat.
God. Yes.
And then he would turn off his computer and not save it.
I forgot about that. Oh, God, it's so touching. The Duke just doing it for the love of it. This episode was brought to you by Third Love.
Third Love's 24/7 t-shirt bra might be the most comfortable bra you'll ever own. And to get your hands on one, no charge, go to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk and get a 30-day free trial.
If you love it, keep it, and they'll charge your card. If you don't love it, send it back. Your card will not be charged a thing.
That's thirdlove.com/spilledmilk. So you can find us online at doogiehouserofburritos.com. where we will actually at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we'll post a list of the burritos we tasted and a link to that one guy's blog post about burritos. Mm-hmm. You can, what else can the people do?
I don't know. They can like go on Facebook and tell us if they think we should have eaten refrigerated burritos so we can all have some remorse about it.
Maybe we'll do another episode on refrigerated burritos. Maybe. They had several varieties of the bomb. They had neutron, they had hydrogen, etc.
Wait a minute, are you serious?
No.
Oh, bummer. Wow, what a missed opportunity.
Yep. Oh, it's not too late.
Yeah. Okay.
You can find us on iTunes. That's not what we usually say. You can leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes, you can.
If you leave us a review on iTunes, please give us the pink circle with the little dot in the middle.
If anybody wants to gift us a free subscription to Consumer Reports.
Oh, God. I would love that
so
much.
So Matthew and I, we're both Virgos. Our birthdays
thought you were going to say virgins.
Our birthdays are coming up in a few months. Think about it.
And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. Wait, was Winnie on The Wonder Years or Doogie Howser?
The Wonder Years.
Yeah, who was the love interest? Wanda? Yeah.
Wanda? Doogie and Wanda?
We're the Wanda to your Doogie. That's what I was trying for.
It reminds me of the Beastie Boys lyric, because she's the cheese and I'm the macaroni. Uh-huh. That's such a great line.
It is. Ooh, yeah. So,
so good.
So go back to our macaroni and cheese episode and pretend that's what we said at the end of that episode. But in the meantime...
Was that about Ione Sky?
Oh, I think it was.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That was the girl that he was seeing at the time. Rocksdown with the Ione.
We're gonna turn off this computer without saving it now. I'm Matthew Hamster Burton.
And I'm Molly Weisenberg. Oh, I was just already taking my headphones off.
Okay.
I was like, I am done here.
People don't need to listen to us do burrito triage.
Okay.
Have you heard the new single from Burrito Triage? It's real spicy.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of items like pavers or planters to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.